A mass eviction from a Portland housing complex is on hold, at least for the moment. Friend Bever reports Mayor Ethan Strimling made a deal with the landlord to give 14 tenants more time to find alternatives.
Potential evictees Ronnie Icky and Roger Honeywell stood outside their apartments near the city's Deering Park and swapped news on their latest efforts to avoid eviction or find new shelter by the end of the month.
They're going to meet down here Monday. Peggy's going to be working on me every day, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose my cat either. I got a cat. And
yeah, I can't.
You know, I don't want to go homeless with her right now in the middle of this winter like this. Too cold for my cat to be outside. Cuddles.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure you let Anna know, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she knows.
Okay, that you're having...
But less than 2 hours later, over at City Hall, Mayor Ethan Strimling announced that during a lunchtime meeting with landlord John Lee, he had negotiated a reprieve. Lee agreed to lift his deadline for tenants to vacate the Grant Street apartments while the city and service providers helped them out of their plight.
We feel like with the time, we should be able to make sure that people have the homes that they need so that nobody is out on the street in the middle of winter. As I have said, that's not how we do business in the city of Portland, and he was more than gracious.
That marked a contrast to Strimling's public criticism of Lee the day before. Some of the advocates and city officials who joined Strimling say the growing opportunities for profit in the city's competitive housing market are leading some landlords to evict low-income tenants when they can to renovate and boost rents. Although Lee's vacate notices to renters in 24 units is believed to be the largest single such event in recent years. Councillor Jill Dewson, who chairs the city's housing committee, says the panel is considering a range of ways to address the crisis. She's calling for an eviction rapid response team.
Something like the rapid response function that the Department of Labor has when a business goes bankrupt, when an employer goes out of business. There is a comprehensive response.
Strimling says other ideas on the table include providing longer wait times before landlords can boot tenants without cause, or even to set up landlord-financed assistance funds when they want to move units into higher price ranges. Grant Street resident Roger Honeywell says even with assistance from groups like the Shalom House, which provides housing subsidies in Portland, it's going to be hard to find a new place in the city or nearby.
And it sucks when about all these new landlords coming in and, you know, they're revamping, which is a good idea, but don't go up like $500 more. You know, Portland people don't have it.
It's unclear exactly how long it could take Honeywell and his fellow tenants, many of them at risk of homelessness and contending with mental health issues, to secure new housing. But with the landlord's promise to hold off on court proceedings for now, they should have a little breathing room. For NPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.